In Muslim communities around the world, stores are now offering a wider array of styles and fashions for women. The growing fashion business is spawning a new trend that some call Islamic chic. From Beirut, NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
At the Tekbir clothing store in Beirut's southern suburbs, a sales girl shows off one of their trendiest products, a body-length denim coat detailed with decorative stitching and brass studs. It's sporty, but it doesn't reveal the body, she says. It's attractive without being provocative. That's a critical factor here at Tekbir, which specializes in Islamic fashion, clothing for the Muslim woman who wants to blend her religious beliefs with a modern style. Outside the store, posters of Iran's late Ayatollah Khomeini are a reminder of the neighborhood's largely conservative Shiite Muslim community. But inside Tekbir, its patrons are as keen to shop for the latest styles as any American fashion buff. Nadia Faki is looking for a patterned navy blue silk headscarf to match her ankle-length coat and pantsuit for an upcoming trip to Spain. Islam, says Faki, never said you can't be fashionable. Tekbir, which was founded in Istanbul, Turkey in 1984, has grown into a multi-million dollar clothing empire, with some 600 outlets across Turkey and as far away as Sarajevo, Sydney, and Beirut. It has helped spawn a global market in Islamic apparel. From Paterson, New Jersey to Cairo, Egypt, a growing number of Islamic-oriented clothing stores and fashion shows are helping to promote a trendier look. Styles are even changing in ultra-conservative Iran, where a dress code was imposed after the 1979 Islamic Revolution. These days, more and more Iranian women are replacing the chador, the head-to-toe black garment, with headscarves and loose coats and slacks. Ziad Debebu is the agent for the five Tekbir outlets in Lebanon. He says the modern Muslim woman increasingly wants clothing that reflects her individual personality and tastes, especially here in fashion-conscious Beirut. Today, every household owns a satellite TV, and fashions are followed closely, he says. Even though the cut of Islamic clothing is very different from that of Paris styles, if a color or pattern is fashionable or appropriate, Islamic fashion will copy it. Debebu says the Quran advises women to dress modestly. That's usually interpreted to mean loose-fitting clothing that covers the body to the wrist and ankle, as well as a scarf to cover the hair and neck. That still leaves women a pretty wide range of fashion options. Though you won't find mini skirts or shorts at Tekbir, there are plenty of other styles. This is very well tailored and it's quite chic, says salesgirl Sausan Zater, holding up a navy blue blazer with brass buttons and a matching ankle-length skirt. A lot of the clothing looks like it could come out of a Talbot's catalog, sort of East Coast preppy with just a longer hemline. There are lots of overcoats sold in a variety of shades and cuts. Women say they like them because they're comfortable and easy to throw on over jeans and a t-shirt. And then there's the wall of scarves at the back of the store, silk head coverings in bold leopard, floral, and geometric patterns, many looking like Givenchy knockoffs. 24-year-old Zater says there's so much more fashion choice today than 10 years ago, when all she could find were dark coats and scarves. She says the newer looks give Muslim women more confidence in the workplace and make them more acceptable to others of different cultures. The Muslim woman should be able to mix in all kinds of societies, she says, dressed elegantly, not just perceived to be wearing a bag. What we really want is that people who don't know anything about women who wear headscarves start to see us in a different way. That's a challenge in trendy Beirut. Along the city's seaside boulevard, women in headscarves and baggy warm-up clothes speed walk with girlfriends in shorts and t-shirts. The two groups mix increasingly, but there's still a lot of stereotyping of the Muslim woman in Lebanon, says theater actress Hanan Haj Ali, who chose to don a headscarf 15 years ago.
It's hard for women like us. It's still hard. Usually people in Beirut don't hire veiled women. It's against the image, the beautiful image of their job, of their bank, of their hospital. We have to prove always that we are something.
Hanan says many Lebanese regard women in headscarves as backwards, oppressed, or fanatic. But she says she's become more creative since covering her hair, even in her wardrobe, which includes flowing tie-dyed outfits and African prints. Hanan thinks it's going to take a lot more than an Islamic fashion movement for individuals to change their perceptions of women in headscarves, but it does help. Back at Tekbir, both the saleswomen and the owner say they're confident that the clothes they sell are changing the image of the Muslim woman, and they add she's looking increasingly elegant. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Beirut.